Welcome to Evening Prayer on Thursday, the 30th of July. Today is the festival of William Wilberforce, Orlando Equiano, and Thomas Clarkson, anti-slavery campaigners. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. There shall come forth a shoot from the stock of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf, the lion, and the fatling together, with a little child to lean on them. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. That this evening may be holy, good and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O Lord, so may your mercy come down upon us, to cleanse our hearts and to set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 18. The Lord my God shall make my darkness to be bright. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my crag, my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation and my stronghold. I cried to the Lord in my anguish, and I was saved from my enemies. The cords of death entwined me, and the torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the pit fastened about me, and the snares of death entangled me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God for help. He heard my voice in his temple, and my cry came to his ears. The earth trembled and quaked. The foundations of the mountains shook. They reeled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils, and a consuming fire went out of his mouth. Burning coals blazed forth from him. He parted the heavens and came down, and thick darkness was under his feet. He rode upon the cherubim and flew. He came flying on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering around him, dark waters and thick clouds his pavilion. From the brightness of his presence through the clouds burst hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered out of heaven. The Most High uttered his voice with hailstones and coals of fire. He sent out his arrows and scattered them. He hurled down lightnings and put them to flight. The springs of the ocean were seen, and the fountains of the world uncovered. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your displeasure. He reached down from on high and took me. He drew me out of my mighty waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from foes that were too mighty for me. They came upon me in the day of my trouble, but the Lord was my upholder. He brought me out into a place of liberty. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me after my righteous dealing. According to the cleanness of my hands, he compensated me. Because I had kept the ways of the Lord and had not gone wickedly away from my God, for I had an eye to all his laws and did not cast out his commandments from me. I was also wholehearted before him and kept myself from iniquity. Therefore the Lord rewarded me after my righteous dealing, and accordance to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the faithful show yourself faithful, with the true show yourself true. With the pure you show yourself pure, but with the crooked you show yourself perverse. For you will save a lowly people and bring down the high looks of the proud. You shall also light my candle. The Lord my God shall make my darkness to be bright. From your royal throne, O God, you sent your living word to pierce the gloom of oppression. So in our soul's night, Come with your saving help, and penetrate our darkness with the rays of your glory. In Jesus Christ, our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burnt. I have called you by name, you are mine. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. We pray tonight for all those who are having a hard time getting used to wearing a mask. For those who find reading others' faces while face coverings are on. And for those who cannot wear a mask, not always for a visible reason in public. Lord, we pray for understanding and patience in these continually changing and stressful times. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.